So much better.
Should I use a window shopper?
Ain't got a mother. I ain't got a father. I ain't got a sister. Not even a brother. I'm a lonely frog.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Christina Stoffo.
It is time for that one moment that the entire nation comes together for each week, and they sit down in front of the fireplace and they fire up the radio or the little electronic device. The Entertainment Report with Christina Stoffo. This is becoming quite a part of American culture.
I think so. I think that there's a lot of, you know, weird stuff that goes on out there, and everyone needs to know about it.
Yes.
Okay, so let's start off, Ed, with 50 Cent.
Okay.
Who is filing for bankruptcy? Really?
50 Cent doesn't go as far as it used to.
You know what, Ed? Why? Earlier this year, Forbes had 50 Cent worth around $155 million.
How do you go from $155 million to nothing?
Something is definitely off with this, and this is what I think it is. Listen up, everybody.
Oh.
Okay, so apparently he narrated and leaked, and I'm saying leaked with the air quotes, okay? Leaked a sex tape for a woman.
Ooh.
This woman is now suing him for something like $5 million.
Okay.
And, oh, just so happens that in the midst of this lawsuit, all of a sudden he's filing for bankruptcy?
You know, sometimes the sex tape industry isn't as profitable as you think it could be.
Why does everyone want to be famous? I don't understand this, because this woman obviously was like, oh, you know, it worked for Kim.
Right. Well, I was just going to say that. All of a sudden, that is now the path to superstardom.
So
put out a sex tape.
Stop.
I don't understand that.
How about working hard and, you know.
And if you're 50 Cent and if you want to become a movie producer, you don't need to produce those type of movies.
No, you definitely don't. And he's done other movies, like legit stuff. And his music has made him, millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Why does he need this?
He has a record label.
Right.
Why does he need to do this?
He's acted. I told you before, I spent a day on a movie set with him. Very nice guy. A very talented guy. And you would think, you know, and who's in his ear saying, hey, you know what, Fitty? This is the way to just quick millions.
Sure.
All of a sudden, you can be the new Larry Flint. Hey,
maybe he thought it was a joke. Maybe he thought it would just kind of blow over. I'm not sure. But
was the tape any good?
I don't know. I didn't watch any of these things. And I don't suggest you watch it either.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay, so moving right along to something that's kind of artificial, but you know I love making fun of these people.
You love artificial.
Kim Kardashian. Okay. She took her kid Northwest to see a movie.
Did she go northwest of the house to see this movie?
Gave her a bucket of popcorn with butter in it.
A bucket?
And then was annoyed when the kid had her hands on her, and all over her $4,500 jacket was the grease from the butter on the popcorn.
Well, then don't order the popcorn.
Rich people problems.
Could you imagine if she went with the cheesy nachos? That would have been, all of a sudden you're calling Division of Youth and Family Services to intervene then. But when you order the popcorn, don't get the butter.
Or don't buy a $4,500 jacket. Listen, just because you have the money doesn't mean you should spend it
Exactly.
That.
Exactly.
That's
going
all I'm going to say.
Saturday afternoon at the multiplex does not call for the $4,500 clothing.
You're already rich for no reason, Kim. Stop.
Well.
All right. Well, I know. Well, not so much. Okay. So, Sofia Vergara just turned 43 years old. She looks pretty hot for 43 years old. She has the whole, exotic thing going on. Very, very sexy. Anyway, at her party, she's seen wearing a tiara with a birthday princess sash on. Very cute. She's drinking from one of those big wine glasses or whatever.
At 43.
And Ed, one of her friends gave her a t-shirt as a gift with a picture of her husband, Joe Manganiello, on it. Now, Joe.
Really?
Rippling abs. Because,
ooh,
you know, he's in the Magic Mike XXL movie.
Yes.
Okay. Also, El Cid from True Blood. For any of my True Blood fans out there.
Look at that.
That's how I got into him. Anyway, so she's walking around with this hot husband on her t-shirt. I mean, you know.
Well, that's a dumb gift. It's she already knows what her husband looks like.
Yeah, but everyone else might not.
Here, I want to prove to you that I know what your husband looks like. So I actually went down to the kiosk in the mall and I laid out $9.95, and here is a picture of your husband on a t-shirt.
Happy birthday.
BFF. What do you give the woman that has $35 million
in the
bank, a huge primetime show? You give her a $10 t-shirt with a picture of her husband, and she knows what her husband looks like in ways that the woman who gave the gift would never ever know.
Well, she must have liked it because she was posting selfies and pictures with it on. Anyway, and bringing it back to Magic Mike.
Yes.
You know who else is in Magic Mike, which I was very, very surprised.
Because Pray tell who.
I'm going to admit it. I've never actually watched one of these movies.
Oh, really?
Okay, but I am a big fan of wrestling, WWE.
Yes.
Kevin Nash, Diesel, back in the
day,
is one of the guys.
So actually
dancing.
Went into a legitimate acting career performer in the whole thing.
I was like, is that Diesel?
Wow.
Kevin Nash?
My goodness.
Okay.
Wow.
Who else will we see
from old wrestling fame?
I guess they had him in there to appeal to the older audience.
Yes.
Because he's up there in age now, right?
So wait, I got to ask you a question. So how big into the WWE were you at one time?
Well, I was and still am very, very
still?
Much so
I
into
didn't know
WWE.
You still were.
I started watching and getting very, very into wrestling back in the mid-90s. My mom used to take me to house shows at Madison Square Garden in New York. And at the time, I don't know how she got these tickets, but somehow my mother produced tickets almost ringside next to the aisle where they came down. Let me bring you back to 1996
Here we go.
So 1996, house show MSG. I'm there with my mom.
Yeah.
I'm in my teens, okay? And I was obsessed with Shawn Michaels.
Ooh.
Shawn Michaels. I had posters of him up on my wall.
Ooh.
Like, he made my heart throb. So anyway, so there's like this cage match, which I didn't even realize I was watching wrestling history at the time because this happened to be like a big thing with the click and everything like that. Anyway, so here comes Diesel walking down and he had no shirt on. Of course, they were like greased up and stuff like that. And I reached my hand out and ran my hand down his chest. And he had, I had like nails at the time. He had like little red marks across
his
chest.
You left your mark on him.
I did leave my mark on you, Kevin Nash.
And all of a sudden, she was swarmed by four Madison Square Garden security agents. She was pummeled to the ground and tossed out onto 8th Avenue.
It's a good memory to have. But anyway.
Hey, did you know we actually had a WWE wrestler
Jericho.
On the show? Yes, we did.
Yeah, I would have loved that day. I would have loved to have been a part of that.
Aww.
Hopefully, we can have another WWE
we
wrestler on the show.
Point. Okay, just for you.
Soon.
Yes.
Okay. So let me end it off with some nerd news.
Oh, we have to have nerd news.
Nerd
alert. What is a Christina Stoffo entertainment report without the appropriate amount of nerd news? Yes.
Okay. So Deadpool is a very popular comic and was a very popular comic, now turning into a movie. Now, last year at San Diego Comic-Con, last year, they released an animated version of it. Ryan Reynolds was actually voicing Deadpool.
Okay.
Fans went nuts.
Okay.
This year, there's been trailers of a regular movie, Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds is the main character, and it has an R rating. Now, this is very good because it's kind of like a gory, not gory, but like violent type of comic
book. It's better
than
an NC-17.
Right. So it has a hard R rating. You know, the fans are going nuts over it. Back in 1991, Deadpool was originally an anti-hero in the Punisher mold. Now, he carried big guns, two swords type of thing. Breaks the fourth wall, which means in the comic, he actually knows he's in a comic book.
So he's in a comic, but knowing he's in the comic, creating the fact that he kind of knows what's going on, that it's only really fake in the first place.
So that's what like the whole appeal is.
I'm confused.
It's different from other comic books that it's just kind of like a story.
Right.
He's actually in the comic, but knows he's in the comic.
So he's appealing to you. He's talking to you. He's jumping out of the comic, but he's still in the comic.
That's right. So for all you nerd fans out there, get excited because, you know, Ryan Reynolds is actually pretty, I think he's going to be very good in this role.
I think he could be.
I think he's going to be very good.
He's quite the accomplished actor.
Yeah, why not?
Sure, why not?
All right. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
And the perfect part is that we learn something new about Ms. Stoffo every single week. And right now, I see you sitting right there in Lexington, Kentucky. And I see you sitting right there over in, in San Antonio thinking, I never knew she was a wrestling fan. And all of a sudden, the image, the aura, the legend of Christina Stoffo continues
That's
to build
true.
Each and every week.
I'll tell you one week about the times that I actually went with my friend to a wrestling school.
Really?
Stay tuned.
We're actually going to do that as a segment because I'm intrigued. So we move away from entertainment and we move to fitness because it's always important to stay healthy and stay fit because if you're not fit, you can't grow up to be a professional wrestler and be grabbed by Christina Stoffo at Madison Square Garden, which leads us to this week's edition of Fit in a Minute. Here is Lisa Ritchie.
Designing a workout requires consideration of your muscle strengths and weaknesses, your favorite sports, your occupation, your lifestyle choices, your health concerns, and the time you have to invest in exercising. Think about these decisions, choice, and order of exercise. exercises, number of sets and reps, and the length of rest periods. We tend to perform the exercises we enjoy the most while ignoring the ones we don't like, but our favorites are exactly the muscles that need the least training. This can cause muscle imbalances. They not only look funny, but can result in serious injuries. Take care to work both opposing muscles, such as biceps and triceps. When one of these becomes overdeveloped, improper tracking of the joint is often the result. Most recreational sports can cause uneven conditioning. Tennis players, pitchers, bowlers, and so on all use one side of their bodies. Also be aware of upper and lower body imbalances. Your best defense is a well-rounded program that includes every major muscle group, the chest, back, shoulders, abs, and both fronts and backs of the legs and arms. Vary your exercises each week as well as the order in which they're performed for best results. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.